So in Parshat Vayigash, this week's Parsha, in the beginning of the Parsha, huge drama. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda approaches, he doesn't know it's Yosef, he approaches Yosef to make his case. And he goes over a bunch of the story, and the Mefarshim, either like Rashi, focuses on making sure that Yehuda, who sounds very meek and very like your servant, you know, my master, he talks to Yosef like this. Rashi underneath is trying to say like, I'm gonna kill you, I hate you. At least in Pshat, it's like very you know, very meek and very humble, and like, let me tell you how your servant has done the right thing by you, and things like that. So in Yotet, which is the second pasuk in the Parsha, it says, Adoni Sha'al et Avadav. He's going over the story, and he says, my master, meaning Yosef, asked his servants, meaning me and my brothers, Leimor, saying, Hayesh lechem av o ach? Do you have a father or a brother? The problem is, if you go back to the story, in last week's Parsha, Yosef never asked him that. So the Mefarshim do point this out, and so does Shadal. Shadal says like this, on Adoni Sha'al. Be'emet lo sha'al otam alkach. Truthfully, he never asked them this. This is not a question that was asked by Yosef. Ach amar lahem meraglim atem. What did he say? He said, you are meraglim. He didn't ask them, do you have a brother? Do you have a father? And that's why they responded after he accused them of being a spy. They responded with, no, there's 12 children in our family, and one brother's not here, etc., etc. Then they gave the details of their father and of their brother, but not because he asked them about it. Yehuda did not want to mention, he said, instead of they responded like in a panic, he said, you asked us if we have a father and a brother, we responded that we have a father and a brother, as if it was a very nice story. The idea is that he changed the story slightly in order to not mention mean things that Yosef did, because he's trying to get on Yosef's good side. Okay, so that's one solution he offers from one of his students. Uledat Ohev Ger, and in the opinion of Ohev Ger, Zal, he says, do you know who Ohev Ger was? He wrote a book called Ohev Ger. That should tell you something about who this is.
He liked his converts.
That's true. Well, he wrote a book on Uncleus, who was a famous convert, called Ohev Ger, and then he named his child Ohev Ger after it. Something in the Italian, filo, yeah. Usually, right, I've mentioned this. Usually, we don't usually go in that direction. Usually, name it after yourself. But he named his child after the book that he was working on at the time that he had this child. And unfortunately, he passed away. But before he passed away, he learned with his father, and his father is now quoting him. He says, and in my, you know, he doesn't say it's my son, but he says, in the opinion of Ohev Ger Zal, the Emet Sha'al Otam Yosef al Kolzeh ve'akatuf kitzer lemala. Really, according to his son, maybe Yosef did ask them this question. It's just not recorded in the Torah. It was a shorter conversation in the Torah, because, and now it's mentioned.
But it doesn't make sense. If it's part of the story, they would have mentioned it.
Well, we find out now that it was mentioned then, that kind of thing. Meaning, it wasn't necessary to tell us the exact details of the conversation then. And now that he's repeating over the story and he wants to say how you asked us and how we gave details or whatever, that was actually one of the questions. Now, that's really interesting because it's not just Ohev Ger's a position. Apparently, the Chizkuni says this as well. Chizkuni says that it must be that there were conversations that occurred that are not recorded in Scripture, which is really fascinating. You think that the story is told in its greatest detail, but apparently it's not, according to the Chizkuni. The Netziv actually quotes the Ramban as saying this as well on Pasuk Chaf Aleph. I was not able to find that Ramban on Chaf Aleph, although the Ramban says slightly similar language, but doesn't have that idea. So I think maybe either the Netziv misunderstood or misquoted the Ramban, or there's a different Ramban somewhere else and I'm just not finding it. So you have to sleuth around, try to find this Ramban who says that maybe there's parts of the story that were cut short. It's very fascinating, very interesting, important idea that sometimes the details might not be fully there. There are other mefarshim as well. I saw that in two psukim from now, There's another question. He says, "The Asime Eini Alav." Some of this was also not mentioned in the Psukim previously. I put my eye on him, etc. So there's also other questions that have to do with this entire story. Where does that happen? There's all the way at the end of this book of Genesis. The brothers come over to Yosef and say, "Our father told us to tell you not to kill us, not to hurt us, right?" And the Gemara understands that as lying for peace, that they are lying. That their father never said that to them. But it could be, according to this approach, that indeed he did say it to them. They weren't lying. It's just not recorded in the Torah of Yaakov saying it to them. So it's all possible. It's interesting if we go down that avenue. What's kept out of the Torah? You know.
I still think that would have said it if it was part of the story.
Maybe.
Well, what does the find as part of the story?
Like, is it an important detail of the story? Does it have to be mentioned twice? Maybe because the Torah knew that eventually it would get mentioned and he would repeat that part of the story.
But now it seems like it's a lie.
Yeah, almost. So according to that first solution of Shaddai, it's a lie for the sake of peace, kind of.
So that, I think that makes more sense, because if, let's say, it was in there, you wouldn't ask the question, why was this put in there?
Yeah, I hear. It's not an easy read of the story. I hear. Yeah, it makes sense. There are other solutions as well, that really this is the type of question that Yosef was saying, that Yosef was asking. He had just shortened it. He had just changed it a little bit, like to give the essence of that conversation. So, do you have a father? Do you have a brother? Is really what Yosef was asking the whole time, and that's kind of what he gave, what Yehuda was indicating. All interesting, we shouldn't go too far in saying, like, what is in the Torah, what should be in the Torah, what was just cut out of the Torah. It could get a little dangerous, but it's an interesting thing to kind of, where exactly is it a lie, is it a truth? Something you keep in mind as you're reading over repetitions of stories. Did everything that is spoken about here actually happen, and why are they changing it? Are they changing it? Maybe it did happen, it's just not described in the original story. Shkoyach.